Proclamation number 3356 of 4th of December, 1944. Preaching love for its own sake. It is not in accordance with God's will if His word is used as a means to achieve earthly aims. If it is used to induce the fellow human being into loving activity in order to derive his own benefit from it, this is a misuse of the divine word and an injustice against the neighbor, for he is, so to speak, urged to be lovingly active, yet always under pressure which does not allow his love to develop. The obvious purpose deprives him of the joy of loving activity, and spiritual progress is rarely achieved. The divine word certainly teaches love, yet it is not the deed itself which is valued but the degree of love in which the deed is carried out. If an earthly aim is the reason for loving activity, the deed itself can certainly be carried out but the feeling of love can be completely lacking, and then it is a dead work which is accomplished. But the human being believes to have fulfilled the divine commandment of neighborly love. But the person who influences his fellow human being to carry out a deed for the sake of an earthly advantage by reproaching him for the divine commandment of love is worthy of condemnation. The latter can listen to the reproaches, he can do what is demanded of him and yet inner love can be completely absent. But the human being does not give an account of his inner feelings but is satisfied with having accomplished an act which apparently corresponds to the divine commandment of love. But the human being who strives for his own advantage and tries to induce his fellow human being does not observe the commandment of unselfish neighborly love himself but tries to harm his fellow human being. Consequently, he is not justified in invoking the divine commandment of love. He thereby makes himself sinful, for this is no teaching and no educating to love, but the deed itself is given more priority. Love alone, however, is decisive for the soul's progress. And this way of preaching love can often be found where earthly aims are pursued which require people's cooperation. Aims which mean an increase in power and which cannot be reconciled with true neighborly love. And then the divine commandments come into a false light with those who seriously strive and now become suspicious because the representatives of this doctrine of love obey it the least and do not give true, unselfish love to their neighbor. The divine word is misused but people seek cover behind this word by citing it, yet it is not followed by the representatives of the divine teaching who strive for earthly aims. Power and wealth. And these inflict damage on humanity which, however, is rarely recognized, because a person who believes himself to be lovingly active does not practice love. But the love of the heart must inevitably impel him into action. For only this love is redeeming, and only this love connects the human being with God. Amen.